President Bush is in Uganda, continuing his five-nation visit of Africa. He's using Uganda as a model for his $15 billion initiative to contain AIDS. During a stop in Botswana yesterday, President Bush said the United States will be a strong ally in Botswana's fight against AIDS. Botswana is struggling with the worst HIV infection rate in the world. Members of one group here in Washington are upset the president didn't talk to them before his trip to Africa. NPR's Andrea Seabrook reports.
The Congressional Black Caucus has long focused on African issues. When President Clinton was in office, he often consulted the CBC on AIDS, famine, and political matters affecting Africa. And so it irks them that President Bush has never consulted them about Africa, says New York Congressman Gregory Meeks.
The members of the Congressional Black Caucus have attempted to meet with the president in regards to this question long before this trip was even planned, and he's neglected to meet with us.
According to a White House spokesperson, the president did not consult with any members of Congress before going, not even the Republican chair of the House International Relations Committee. President Bush is touring five of the most powerful nations in Africa to show support for their emerging democracies, build ties against terrorism, and talk about his AIDS relief plan for the continent, worth $15 billion over 5 years. Still, members of the Black Caucus question whether the president's commitment to African issues is more than just talk. An example, they say, is that Republicans in Congress, with the president's consent, have cut from $3 to $2 billion the money that will be appropriated for AIDS relief in the first year. Secretary of State Colin Powell is traveling with the president and responded yesterday to complaints about the cut.
I would, of course, have preferred full funding of the president's request. We will make the best use of the money that Congress has provided to us.
California's Barbara Lee, one of the leaders of the Congressional Black Caucus, is trying to push the president for a supplemental appropriations bill to bring that amount up. Lee says she hopes Mr. Bush's visits to AIDS-ravaged nations and historical sites like the old slave depot, Gori Island, will influence his view of the continent.
Gori Island was the start of a terrible journey for our African ancestors. Hopefully, it will be the start of a journey of enlightenment for this American president.
Another issue that members of the CBC say they've been working on for years is the Liberia conflict. The president says he's trying to decide whether to commit U.S. peacekeeping troops to Liberia to help calm a bloody civil war. Mr. Bush has called on the country's president, Charles Taylor, to leave the nation. California's Maxine Waters was grudgingly appreciative of President Bush's interest in Liberia.
We're pleased that he's now paying attention in Liberia, and we believe that Charles Taylor needs to be dealt with. We don't know if the president is dealing with him in the proper way, and the president does not know whether or not he's dealing with him in the proper way, but he ought to talk with us.
Of course, every member of the Congressional Black Caucus is a Democrat. And unlike President Clinton, President Bush has never traveled abroad with members of Congress. But the president will meet with one former member of Congress in Africa, retired Oklahoma Representative J.C. Watts, a black Republican. Watts now runs a Washington public relations firm. He flew to Nigeria yesterday on his own dollar and will meet with the president there on Saturday. Andrea Seabrook, NPR News, Washington.